Miracles of Today, Chapter 13, Episode of the Cloudburst. It is not what a man says, nor yet what a man says that he does. He who says nothing at all is often most entitled to respect. But the gods look upon man in his attempt to do what is the righteous thing. Neither his success nor his failure is weighed in the balance scales, but the attitude in the doing. Brother Bill. For thus saith the Lord, You shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water, that you may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. 2 Kings 3:17. After a particularly hot summer in Arizona, the water supply was running very short in the reservoirs. The condition was evidently serious enough so that the newspapers mentioned it in their columns. The people were advised to waste no water and to use what was necessary sparingly. It was even suggested that irrigation be curtailed. At the class which was in session at the Women's Club, the subject of conversation among the students was the exceptionally long drought and the shortage of water. "Why talk about it, O ye of little faith?" I inquired. "There be some among you surely who believe in God sufficiently to ask him for succor. It is well at time to goad the children of light, for in spite of all their knowledge they will look for someone else to do the work. This is easily explained in this fashion. By themselves they are willing to tackle a problem that needs their own solution, but in public fear stops them. Fear of failure? The light of God cannot fail. People fail, but God never. Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? St. John 11:40. What if Jesus had been afraid before the tomb of Lazarus? No, let us rather so live and so act that the light can flow through us to fulfill the destiny of the children of light. It comes to me that the sinister forces can project their mental power upon innocent people. A Hitler was able to subject millions to his will, wrong though it was. Yet we quake at the seeming failure of our first attempt to do good. Why? Is it human nature? Persist in well-doing, no matter if the heavens fall. Don't give up. Meditate on that which you are trying to accomplish. Turn it over well in your mind. Is it ignoble? Is it reasonable? If you feel that it is acceptable to God and man, then stick to it. It is better to make a mistake in asking wrongly than to do nothing at all. A coward is a coward to God and man. Even people say of one who errs, "Oh, well, he meant well. We'll excuse him." Remember, to err is human, to forgive divine. Just don't make a habit of excusing yourself after erring intentionally, that's all. So to make the point, I led the class that day in a decree for rain. Mighty I Am Presence, release rain sufficient to fill the reservoirs full to overflowing. We thank thee, it is done. During the afternoon class, the city cooled off noticeably, and dark clouds formed over the mountains about the city. After the session was finished, we went about our business as usual. Later, the afternoon papers revealed that a cloudburst in the mountains had filled the reservoirs and the drought was over. So praise God, from whom all blessings flow.